Passive Air, our public affairs program, every Sunday at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then on WHLC.com with our honorable mayor, Patrick Taylor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
The tree lighting up, driving around almost every night, you know, parked there during the evening, and those lights are fantastic.
That was a great event. It was rather cold that night, but we had a good turnout. One thing I wanted to say was that the new Christmas wreaths with the white lanterns, what's so cool about that is they have a kind of an orange bulb that mimics candlelight, and it really illuminates those lanterns in the wreaths. It's real beautiful, I think.
The parade, 10 a.m. in Highlands on Saturday, and then, of course, the Cashier's Parade at 3 p.m., so we got plenty of time to go to both.
Oh, yeah. Event. The Chamber does a great job in organizing that, as well as the Christmas lighting, too.
Yeah, we've got the lighting of the menorah. That's on Sunday, December 14th, and Wreaths Across America the day before. Everybody goes in at 12 noon, as you know, the community building, and then planting new trees. I wondered what was that when I went by the community building. I went, what is missing? You have told us the Bradford pear trees have been cut down, that they have been deemed invasive.
By the state, yes. And we were told that those should not be planted in towns, that they create a lot of problems. So we removed the Bradford pears, and we are replacing them with a hybrid oak tree. Some people might say, why are you planting them this time of the year? But all the experts say that planting them in the fall and winter is the best time, and then they will grow and flourish when it comes the spring. So it's a tree that we will be watching to see if we should plant more of them in the town. Hopefully they'll thrive at the community building.
Next up, the kudzu board meeting. Well, 5 p.m. there'll be a closed session first, then 6 p.m. the room tax discussion, and then the board meeting at 7 p.m.
We will be meeting with our town attorney in closed session at 5 p.m. for discussing the issues of the Huff lawsuit against the town. We're meeting early, so we have plenty of time. Last time we met, it ran over into the workshop time, and we did not get a chance to do a discussion of the room tax, but that is rescheduled now for December the 11th, the same day at 6 p.m., and it'll be at the same location. Of course, that's the Highlands Community Building next to the ball field.
Looking forward to the board meeting at 7 p.m., and usually a short meeting and swearing in of the commissioners and you.
Normally, it is kind of a ceremonial short meeting. I anticipate that being exactly what we do. We will swear in a new board member, Jim Tate, who will be filling the unexpired term of Brian Steeler, who had to leave the board. And then Commissioner Patterson and Commissioner Pearson will be sworn in for another four-year term each. And then I will be sworn in as mayor for a four-year term. That will be one of the main events at the meeting, along with we will be hearing from the nonprofit community. They have been working now for months after the Hurricane Helene event, creating a response coalition to where if we have another major storm event where we need to mobilize the nonprofit, the community to help people get needed services, they're going to present a plan to the board about how they would respond. It would involve opening up the community center as kind of as a clearinghouse where people that needed help could just go right there, and the nonprofit people would be there for assistance.
The Fourth Circuit bids. Not enough bids.
We didn't have enough bids this week when we were opening the bids, and that's not unusual. A lot of times we don't get the three complete bids. We did not get enough bids this week, so we have to re-advertise it for another 2 weeks, and then we can move forward with awarding the lowest bidder who submits in this second time period.
I think we should be held up highly for infrastructure, the sewer upgrade. We've got to do that on the Franklin Road.
We had a problem with our main sewer line failing in certain areas on that run of the system. We had a study done by an engineering company that developed a procedure to address those problems, and now we will be opening bids in the coming weeks to award a contractor to get to work sometime late winter or early spring to correct those problems on that sewer line.
I experienced this for the first time. I've been hanging around, I guess, close to 20 years, at First in Maine, and you have dubbed it the Phantom of the Leak.
We have a mysterious waterline leak. It manifests itself from time to time at the intersection of Main Street and First Street, by the post office, by the visitor center, and next to the gas station there. And it will pop up during the year. Sometimes it will be running for several days, and then it goes away. This summer, we didn't see it pop up. Now, just recently, it started again, and then it leaves. Now, some people would say we should be proactive and find that leak and repair it. The problem with that is a critical intersection. First of all, to go into the intersection where we might think the leak is located means we have to go through maybe as much as 18 to 24 inches of asphalt that has been applied over the years and repaving. Also, there'd be the danger of us hitting the electronics that control that stoplight system there. There are a lot of other problems, and our town engineer says we could be chasing that leak. And by that, he means just because it pops up at a certain spot, that doesn't mean that's where the leak is. It could be 100 yards up Main Street. We're very cautious about starting to dig just to see if we can find that leak, so long as it comes and goes and stops. We don't want to shut that whole intersection down or part of Main Street, which is US 64. And if we were starting to do that, the DOT would have to be involved also. We monitor that. Our Public Works Director, Lamar Nix, thinks that if it's a real major problem, eventually it's going to blow out. And where it blows out, we'll know exactly where to repair. It's kind of like, I guess I can say this on the radio, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. It's one of those things that we're just in a holding pattern to see what develops down the road rather than being disruptive right now to where it could be really disruptive if we couldn't find that leak. When people see the leak, be assured we're aware of it. We're trying to figure out where it's coming from. And that's why I call it's a phantom leak. We just wonder where in the world it is and why it will sometimes start and then it just stops. And could it be that it's not even a water leak, but one of these internal springs that we have throughout the mountains? We just don't know. It's puzzling if that was the case, because sometimes we get a lot of rain, which you would think would trigger a spring to pop up. But that doesn't always happen with this leak. We just are perplexed as to what's going on deep under the pavement and the earth.
Great to be with the mayor, as always, every Sunday at 7 o'clock. And then online at WHLC.com. I'm Steve Day.